Despite saying there was no more, there is more. As it turns out, the government's coughed another $7 million into Ruapehu Alpine Lifts to get this winter ski season sorted. There's also a $3 million line of credit for Tūrara as well. Ruapehu District Mayor Weston Curtin is with us. Weston, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
See, I'm torn because I like the idea. You cannot have a tourism country or a country of real tourism without having a central North Island ski field, so I'm for it. But then again, how much do you want to throw down this hole before we go, you know, there's no deal?
It's a big deal for this region, as you can appreciate, and it's baby steps to try and resolve some of the outstanding issues. We've got a mountain that's got two sides to it, of course, and iwi on each side and the dock estate. They're sort of working towards some resolution, but it's really complicated. It's hard to sort of describe over, you know, to this morning, but it's certainly an issue that takes time to resolve. We will obviously take this message from the government that there's no more money attached to this at the end of the year, so we've got to get our act together and get all the ducks in a row to make sure that it's viable on each side of the mountain. We've got one side all ready to go, subject to the concession process, but the Whakapapa is more complex, and we'll be working towards that end date, I guess, in 12 months' time. If we haven't got it, then we're in trouble.
You're a sensible bloke, so you get that this is the final $7 million. Does everyone believe it's the final $7 million, or has the government or the two governments made a mistake in just keeping on handing out money and they'll think there'll be more?
I think everyone's adult enough to realise that you just can't go back to the well, and obviously the new government see fit to see it through to this season. It's obvious that we need to have that early so that we can get the business up and running. And of course, we've got a lot at stake here, Mike, and the country know that it's a big asset for this area. It's a big business, as you know, and you said earlier. So we've really got to give it our best shot. And of course, it's all reliant on a good ski season. And yep. Last year we saw it big. Dump. So we're trying our best to actually get all the stakeholders together, see common sense, and get on with the job.
Does it need to be as complicated as it is?
Well, I think you've got the complexity of, I guess, the ownership of the mountain. Dock, of course, on behalf of the Crown, need to respect the cultural needs of local iwi. We've got business stakeholders there that can't run the business unless they've got long tenure. That is that they've putting a lot of money, sinking a lot of private money into this, and they need security, and they also need certainty that they've got a long-term plan to get some of their investment back. And I think that's the issue. The outlying issue is that I think some of the stakeholders see it as a short-term fix, but this is a long-term game, a marathon, actually.
Well, good luck with it all this time, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again. Weston, appreciate your time this early in the morning. Weston Curtin, who's the Ruapehu District Mayor, mind.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.